the thrill of soccer is in the air in the Mid-South. It's all part of a wonderful time to celebrate the diversity as Memphians. We've got many nations that make up the population of our great city here in Memphis. We want to celebrate that. And one of the ways we can do that is through this annual soccer tournament. Kyle Roats here with us today. Kyle, of course, is a former U.S. men's soccer standout player. He's in the Soccer Hall of Fame. We could continue on and on about Kyle Roats, but I know he wants to talk about this big event. We also have PJ Moore, who is the newest presidente for World Relief Memphis. Our hats off to all the great work that Steve Moses and the foundation that Steve has laid and the staff. They're excited to welcome PJ Moore. PJ, I've been wanting to meet you, so this is a great opportunity. We met in the hallway just for a few moments, and here we are on a live radio show together. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on today.
Now, are you originally from South Carolina?
I went to school in South Carolina, yeah. I went to Furman University there, and I grew up in Georgia, though.
Okay.
North of Atlanta.
North of Atlanta? Where at? Augusta?
Milton, Georgia. Alpharetta, Georgia.
Okay.
That's the closest town there, yeah.
They kind of start running together, don't they?
They do, yeah. The urban sprawl. Yeah.
That's great. So tell me about the sojourn for you to come to Memphis.
Absolutely.
To take on this new leadership role at World Relief.
Yeah, it's been interesting. In Acts 17, it talks about how God, he allots people's boundaries and periods of time so they might feel their way towards God. And I feel like I've been crossing my own boundaries of doing ministry, met the Lord in South Carolina at school, and then got to do ministry in Montana and traveled overseas to East Africa and was doing work in Kenya. And then felt called to chase my wife here to Memphis. And through that, got connected. She came to do a Memphis teacher's residency program here in Memphis. So I knew she was here for 4 years, and I moved here to date her, and we ended up getting married. And right when I moved to Memphis is when I came on staff with World Relief and met Steve and started seeing all that God was doing here among internationals in our city. So crossing boundaries and really learning more about God through that process has been it's been a neat thing to be a part of.
Well, we welcome you to this great city. Kyle and I love Memphis. Kyle's pretty much a lifelong Memphian. Yeah. I know, Kyle, you've made Memphis your home.
I was here temporarily for 2 years in 1981, and I haven't left.
Yeah.
So
we're claiming Kyle to be a lifelong Memphian, you know, because of all of the investment that he has given to this city, the love he has for the city and the people of our community. Of course, I know the soccer ball, even though that you're not on the field anymore, Kyle, I know that you passionately played this game and were a champion at this game for so many years. I know that your love for people, too. And what I like about Kyle Roat Jr., his love for Jesus Christ and his desire to make disciples of all nations. And so this is really a perfect fit for you with soccer and all of these refugees and the immigrants that are here representing all the nations.
It's a remarkable turn of history in many ways where we don't have to go overseas anymore to witness to refugees or to people of a different background. And so with so many immigrant populations coming from distressed countries into our community, we can now invest locally without having to have the expensive cost of going overseas to do missionary work.
And I think we need to clarify, too, as we talk about doing missionary work, PJ, I want you to jump in on this, too. Maybe those who are outside the faith and those that are looking at a project or a venture like this, reaching immigrants and refugees, all the reason you only want to connect with them is you want to tell them your religion, you want to tell them your faith. Well, you were pretty excited about our faith and what Jesus Christ has meant to us personally. So we do want to share his love and the grace that he provides through his death, burial, and resurrection, which, by the way, we're celebrating this weekend for Easter. But also, there is the heart of compassion. Because of that transformation, because of what took place in our life, because of the gospel, because of the resurrection, we are motivated to want to be compassionate and share love in practical ways. Clothe people when they need clothing, give people water when they need water. This is part of who we are. This is our DNA as Christians.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, we see Jesus says, I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. And we really do think that through a relationship with Jesus, you can have an abundant life. And that might not mean what we think it means all the time, right? But a deep internal peace, an internal hope. That is possible through Christ. We want others to experience that. We think everyone's made in the image of God and really deserves an opportunity to hear about this good news.
I'm driving a 99 Toyota Avalon. It's got 268,000 miles on it. Now, Kyle might be driving a Mercedes. He just got off the lot today. It doesn't matter. I don't think he is. But I'm making a point here. the joy, the abundant life, as you're saying, is not tied up in material things we're talking about. And some people get caught up in that. And we don't want to chase a rabbit here. But to make the point, we can give of ourselves and serve other people. That's the example that Jesus laid for us, Kyle.
And very specifically, the reason in which World Relief supports this activity is because the abundant life, the John 10:10 life, for these immigrant populations, it's not baseball, it's not basketball, it's not American football, it's soccer. So we're trying to give them the abundant life that they relate to most deeply. And it's not the greatest soccer skill demonstration ever. It's not in terms of population of people that attend, the attendees, but for them to be able to play not on a hard tack. They play on beautiful grass there at Christian Brothers University. And, of course, CBU has its part of its mission to be welcoming to foreigners and widows and orphans and those that are alone and those people that have immigrated here. And they're doing a fabulous job of that, giving us the opportunity to use their facility for that. And so really what we're doing is one very small piece of really what World Relief is doing 365 days a year.
So exactly.
We do this for a couple of weeks and give them a fabulous opportunity to play on clean grass. There's no glass in the grass. And when they slide, they're not going to come up with their skin cut open, those kinds of things. And so it's just to honor them and say, you know what? We don't really know you yet. We want to get to know you. But we do know that you love the game of soccer, and so we're going to give you a really nice tournament on a beautiful field with highly experienced referees and with support crowds, which for this year are going to grow to what they were from last year.
Yeah.
Champions of teams and people that don't even that you don't even know will be cheering for you, which is a very unusual thing for most athletes.
We want to give some details about how our listening audience can cheer. And I'm looking for the name. I posted earlier, and I'm sorry, we're using my cell phone to broadcast here on Facebook Live as we do the broadcasting here live on AM 640 and FM 100.7. I know it's the Cup of Nations Memphis tournament, but there was another thing on your website, PJ, that said something about Mid-South families.
Yeah, it's a family festival and soccer tournament.
There you go. Okay, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
The family, and that's what I want to emphasize, the two together. Family festival and soccer tournament, because this is an event, an opportunity for our listening audience to bring your families, even your small kids, because there's going to be inflatables, I believe there were last year. Is that correct?
And yeah. A bunch of food trucks.
And food trucks.
Yeah. So there's you can bring your family. Now, it starts at 8:30. We end early afternoon, so it's 3-4 hours, but you don't have to attend the whole time. But if you can come out just and kind of taste the environment and enjoy that and kind of sample the environment, it's something that I'd encourage every Memphian to do who has any interest in soccer.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You can bring a lawn chair and your kids' strollers and then folks around, you know, running around the field, watching the games, cheering. There's the country flags, the parade of champions before the event starts, and a great time for kids to learn about countries of the world and see the diversity our city has and cheer on some folks playing some pretty high-quality soccer.
PJ, I have had some of your clients on this program in the past who've come from some very dismal conditions in their life, maybe fleeing from political or religious persecution. I can't remember the names of everyone I've had on, but I've had several in the past, and I can remember some of the stories of them living in refugee places, not here in the United States. I'm talking about is in a transition place in conditions that weren't the best. I mean, they were fleeing from horrible conditions, and they were moving into conditions sometimes. I remember one of the clients was from Yemen, I believe. He talked about when he was a young boy, his family had to take these sticks and build their house that they lived in for the next, I think, close to 10 years while they tried to find asylum and try to find a place. Can you imagine? This is an area that had dreadful winters and I'm sure hot summers. I have three sons. My sons are grown now, but I was, and I know, Kyle, you could relate to this, is thinking about your little children that you want to protect, you want to care for. And there's many families that are caught in these situations. When they come here to Memphis, this is a great opportunity for the faith community to show honor, in a sense, and give them some dignity. Maybe they left everything behind. Maybe they left literally everything. Sometimes their clothing and everything when they come here. They're having to reestablish and start over again. So this is really an opportunity for the faith community to come out and give that cup of cold water and, you know, be there to support, to clap, to cheer, and maybe bring some extra snacks in their bag or in their cooler, some extra water or some cold Cokes or something that they could pass out, just practically sharing the Jesus love.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, we really want to, these are our new neighbors, our new friends, and we want to welcome them and say, hey, you're our neighbor, and we're glad you're here. We support you, and it's a great time to learn about folks from another culture and love our neighbor as Christians, as we're called to do.
Talk about World Relief, if you will, for a moment, and help our listening friends to know more. Many do know about World Relief, who you are, but there's probably a lot that doesn't. You are, I think, the only faith-based placement agency that does receive government money, but you're still able to share faith, too, with those who come.
That's right, yeah. So we are a Christian evangelical organization. There are other faith-based organizations that do refugee resettlement and services like we provide, but we are the only evangelical Christian organization. And so what that looks like is we do have some grants through the government, but we also rely on private donations, donations from churches and foundations to help us do some of these other things, like put on the Cup of Nations, do some of our other ministry aspects of our organization. And so it's a mix of that funding, and what that allows us to do is we welcome newcomers to our city that are coming here legally, that have been properly vetted, that are...
Stop right there. Underline those two words, legally... properly vetted. I think we need to emphasize that too. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry. And so we have refugee resettlement services and immigration legal services. And our mission statement is to empower the local church to serve the most vulnerable. So we see in scripture that aliens and sojourners that are traveling are very vulnerable people. And God has set up his church, the most diverse social network the world has ever known, to practically love and serve these newcomers. And so as an organization, we try to do that here in Memphis and in other cities around the country. And the Cup of Nations is a great extension of what we feel God is doing in our city. And we are so excited to be a part of it.
Your moving to Memphis was the first time you've ever been associated with World Relief as an organization? Or did you have other opportunities to connect in other ways with World Relief, maybe in other cities?
So when I first moved here, that was my first time being affiliated with the organization. But we do have programming all over the world, in Africa, Asia, the Middle East, doing different humanitarian programs, discipleship programs, all through the local church. And then we also have programming here in the United States through local churches that deal with refugees, immigration services, anti-human trafficking, things like that nature.
PJ, when you first came here to take on this new responsibility as director of World Relief Memphis, as you move into the office, what are some of your just initial observations as you adjust to the community here in Memphis, make Memphis your home, and take on this role as the director at World Relief Memphis? What are some things that kind of stood out to you right away?
Yeah, so I've actually been in Memphis for 4 years working with World Relief. I came in kind of as an entry-level position doing employment. And so over these 4 years, being able to see God, how he's working across multiple denominations of churches, across private organizations or private companies, for-profit, non-profit churches. There's incredible partnership, and God is using all of these things to serve the poor, to change our city, and make himself more known through that process. And that's an incredible thing to be a part of, that it uses broken people like myself to be able to engage in this way and bring glory to God. It's been a really neat opportunity.
Kyle, and your involvement too. I know a Cup of Nations tournament is one of your big inputs. I know that you support, you help promote programs like we're doing today. Have you connected in any other way? I know at Christ Church, where you attend, is quite involved with the refugee and immigrant population of our community.
That's correct. But this tournament has been done in St. Louis, in Houston, in Atlanta. So this general concept that we're using here in Memphis with World Relief is kind of time-tested in many ways. And this particular year, this will be our fourth year of competition, we are really inviting a lot of the Memphians to come out. We didn't do that in the first couple of years, in part because of total vetting and those kinds of issues as much. We just gave them a very nice tournament. But now we'd love to have the people of Memphis come express their welcoming on that Saturday morning, which is April 22nd, just coming up. Very shortly, encourage people that know where Christian Brothers University is to go in on the central entrance side. There's one, of course, on East Parkway, and then, of course, there's another one there on Central. So it's right near the Kroc Center, right near the Liberty Bowl. Beautiful space, and we really enjoy the hospitality that Christian Brothers University has extended to the immigrant population and those of us who are trying to give them a very nice gift in this tournament.
Well, you talked to our listeners about coming out and getting that taste and that, you know, the flavor of what the tournament's all about. What has been some of your impressions as you have seen this develop over the years? Because it is getting bigger and bigger every year.
Well, it is getting bigger and bigger, and yet at the same time, the novelty wears off over a period of time as well. So for some of the teams, this will be their fourth year, and for some teams, this will be their first year. And this will probably be the first year where we have a really well-organized champions concept of champion group, people groups or churches or anybody that would like to come out and support a particular team. We've got a way to do that. And I'd love to give the phone number if I could.
Let's do it.
683-6887. That's 683-6887. That'll get you into Christ Church, which is helping coordinate some of the administration of this tournament. And they can put you in touch if you would like to, at whatever level, just to come visit and watch the soccer. If you want to be part of the champion team, we can certainly help arrange that as well. And just hope people take the opportunity to use this wonderful platform that we have to welcome people to our community.
Also want to refer our listeners to the website, which is thecupofnationsmemphis.com. I was on the website earlier, and I mean, there's pictures, and you really get a feel, the excitement of what's going to take place. I would encourage, especially, soccer has really just exploded, of course, in our country over the last how many years, and it's really big here in Memphis. Even the little kids like to get out and, you know, kick the ball.
I can say it's a lot better from 1972 when I was called a communist for leaving American football to go to world football. And I don't hear that much anymore. So it's
are you on our side?
Yes, I'm on our side.
No,
now.
No,
yes,
whatever that means. No, but seriously, but this is a great opportunity for families to bring PJ, the little kids out, you know, yeah, already playing soccer, and they can see some people who don't look just like they do. Mm-hmm. But who still get excited about playing soccer like they do. And there's a connection that can happen.
Yeah, and something I like about the tournament, too, as I've gone over the years, is the fields are a little smaller. So it's actually four games going on at one time. And so there's a lot of action. And the goals are a good size to where there's actually a lot of scoring.
Yes, there is.
It's a lot of celebration.
It's
and
a goalkeeper's nightmare. Yeah. On their history, if they ever have to show the tournament where they gave up 13 goals, that is not anything any goalkeeper ever wants to have happen to them.
PJ, you have already participated in one of these tournaments in the past, so you know what takes place. Can you talk a little bit about the aftermath, some of the things that you pick up from our refugee and immigrant community after they have participated, after win or lose, but they have participated and they've seen crowds come out, cheer them on, be part of the parade of flags? What's been some of the feedback that you've seen?
Yeah, I think as we learn about how to engage cross-culturally and build friendships with people from different countries, whether you're in a different country or in the United States, the key thing that people desire is relationship. And so this is a great time for people to come to the tournament and engage in new friendships. And then on the backside of that, what we hear from the families that we know through World Relief is they feel so loved and so encouraged. And there's follow-up relationships after that to be able to, go have tea in an apartment or to go to a movie together or something like that and really engage.
Just in general, do you have any specific stories as a result of the tournament?
Yeah, I think we've seen in the Congolese community in particular, I know my church came alongside the Congolese team last year and we saw there was some girls that got to know some of the other Congolese on the sideline cheering on as well. And from that was a friendship that blossomed from just that time that Saturday afternoon.
One just very important point that I don't think we've emphasized. This is totally free. There are no tickets. Mm-hmm. You can come out there and there are some, again, we mentioned the food trucks. So you got all the benefits of food trucks and ways to get water and some refreshments, but there's no charge. And again, we thank all of those people who really helped support this tournament over the last 4 years to make that happen. So
great.
No charge. Come out on a Saturday morning, stay as short or as long as you want, but get a taste of the international soccer community and those immigrant populations that are coming into Memphis and are now calling themselves Memphians.
Yeah. PJ, when you mentioned just a moment ago about your church, I guess, adopting a team or a particular people group participating in the tournament, those listening right now, I mean, if they wanted to get their class or their church group together, come out and say, hey, we want to sponsor, we want to provide water and snacks and maybe after the game to cook out for everybody or whatever they wanted to do, however they wanted to invest in the day, is there opportunities for that?
Yeah, there's really great. There's many different organizations and different churches coming alongside this organization and some companies that are coming alongside of it to help us sponsor the organization. If people want to get involved, I would point them to that phone number we shared earlier. And if you want to read that again,
683-6887, 683-6887.
Yeah, and that's a great way to call and say, hey, I heard about the Cup of Nations and I'd like to get involved. I know we're looking for volunteers. We're looking for folks to engage as a country champion. And so there's a lot of ways to get plugged in. And yeah, even just to learn, you know, hey, where is it again? What time is it again? Call that number and we can get you connected.
And so if you're out there saying, I know nothing about this game of soccer and I'm not even really a sports person, we're not talking about sports. We're talking about people. We're talking about networking. We're talking about loving people. You don't even have to like the game of soccer. You can still come out and love on people and just be there with a smile and a cheer, shake a hand, and build a relationship.
Yeah, some people, yeah, I think Memphis has a great community of festivals and things, especially this time of year as the weather's starting to get warm. There's some neat things happening in our city, and the Cup of Nations is kind of on the front end of that. And so it's a fun family festival that happens to also be a soccer tournament.
Also, we don't want to leave PJ without letting folks know if they would like to volunteer with World Relief, not just in the tournament here, but I'm talking about throughout the year. You have a variety of needs and ways that people could serve and connect with you guys. Just a brief word on that.
Sure, yeah. Thanks for asking. Our website is worldreliefmemphis.org, .org. And so that is our website, and we've got our mission statement, our vision statement on there. There's some great contact information. If you want to learn how to volunteer, you can read our list of contacts there. If you have a household item you'd like to donate to a newly arriving family or make a financial donation, there's some contact information on there for that. We also have some great resources on there, such as a book on Amazon.com called Seeking Refuge. And that's a great resource for folks that are interested in learning about refugees and immigrants, kind of the current event of what's going on from a biblical Christian perspective. And that's another resource I'd point people to.
Great word. Kyle Rote Jr., PJ Moore, thank you guys so much for stopping by. Really on a short notice, I was on the phone trying to arrange a program for this afternoon, and it just didn't come together. So the phone rings. It's Kyle Rote Jr., my good friend. He says, hey, the Cup of Nations. So I said, could you guys bail me out, do a live show today? So thank you so much, Kyle.
Well, let me give you one other number, 683-3521. 683-3521 is an alternate number if the other one doesn't work for you.
Okay, 683-3521 or 683-6887. Call either one of those numbers. Go to those websites again, cupofnationsmemphis.com, or you can go to worldreliefmemphis.org. PJ, Kyle, thank you for what both you're doing for Christ's kingdom. Guys, come on out. Let's support this tournament on April 22nd. The time is at 8 a.m. Starts for the parade.
Starts 8:30.
8:30.
And we'll be done a little after noon.
Sounds great. That's all the time we have on this edition of Mid-South Viewpoint. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate our Facebook friends joining us live. I'm Byron Tyler. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.